Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Sippy Talk. Today, our music is out of commission and not working, so it looks like we're going to try manually. There we go.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee.
Yes, we do. We all go running around and around and around. And now we're going to stop running around for a while, sit back and relax, and listen and enjoy the moment. Yes, this is our official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. Is Newborn. If you have not heard of them yet, you will, because they're on the brink of exploding into a world-renowned band. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Sippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be. And that's the way it is. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and you are welcome into Tippy Talk, where we're going today cover the after effect of our Pleasure Productivity Workshop that we had yesterday. And I'm so excited to announce that we finally had our first Pleasure Productivity meeting in New York City. Actually, we did it in Brooklyn, New York, but that's close enough to New York, and it was great. And I would like to hear from you. If you were there, your feedback, what you liked, what you maybe liked more, if you would, and everything in between. And we talked about how to be more productive in a pleasurable way, how to be more disciplined and really get down and create what it is that we want to do in life, the things that are really important to us, but we really put them on a back burner and we don't get around to it. And one of the things that we did was we thought about it. We thought about what would it be that I would want to do, that I would enjoy doing, that I would create, that I would play with if money was not an issue, if you knew that you couldn't fail, what would you do? And most people got to talk about what they would do. And one of them that is with us today, Fortune, didn't really get to express herself the way she wanted to. So we will give her a chance to do that. We will also be talking about what the obstacles are and the setbacks that could be and what really are they and how they can affect what we want to do. And we're going to be talking about three reasons why it doesn't matter why you're doing it right, because we're going to discuss the right and the wrong of things, of how to really look at it. And so I invite you to call in and to discuss it with us if you're listening. And if you just want to enjoy it and sit back and listen, that's okay too. I want to welcome Fortune to Tippy Talk. Welcome, Fortune. I'm really excited that you're here with us today.
Hi, Kiki. How are you?
Hey. I'm still feeling the after effects of yesterday. I'm really kind of like hyped up by a lot. I was scared and I was excited and I was afraid and I was all those emotions put together. So it felt really good. It was like being high without drugs.
It was beautiful. And you
Thank you.
Very good. You were amazing. For me, I feel that you are an expert in public speaking. And I like the way you talk and the way you expressed yourself. It's easy to understand. Yes. And the other speakers that were there, the other speakers, like one of them was Jay, and the other one, I don't remember, the first one, was very, very, what I noticed there, and most, all the people that were there, very, very interesting people, the ones that spoke, the people that were in the group. And that's what I loved about this group, that we get to get together all these beautiful people, and it's a pleasure to be in touch with these kind of individual people that are into self-improvement. This is what I love.
Yeah, we did. We had an amazing group, Fortune. You're right. We had an amazing group of people, and it's really nice to have a bunch of us get together that are pretty much dedicated to the same thing. In a way,
mm-hmm.
even though you may want to do one thing and I may do another thing, we're all really connected, and the essence of what we want to do is all the same. And I wasn't the leader or different. We were all working as a group. That was really beautiful.
Yes.
Yes. Very exciting. I can't wait to do it again. I'm so excited. I feel like I just want to have more. It's like my candy. And so, but you didn't really get a chance. You got a chance a little bit to talk about what you were thinking of doing, but you really didn't get a chance to go in depth into what it was that you would create or that you've been thinking about creating, but you haven't gotten around to it. So I'm really excited that you're going to be able to do that right now. And then we'll let everybody else listen to it and see what kind of feedback we get from that too. Besides the fact they will get feedback today also. So have you been thinking about it?
Yeah, I have many projects that I start that I want, many different things that I want to do, but I can't seem to focus in one. And that's
so. Let's
my
pick
problem.
One. Let's pick one of those out of all those projects. Which
Can
one
I tell
comes
you all
to
of
mind?
Them are connected too, but first
what?
Of all, I start to write a book.
Okay,
first
so let's
of all,
pick
I
that one.
I started to write. I learned. I went to school and learned alternative cooking, healthy cooking, mm-hmm. and nutrition and lifestyle. And it was all about health. It was I went to the school for integrative nutrition. But before that, maybe 15 years before, I already started into this path. And I already went to different doctors that had I'm a member of the National Health Association and the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And I've been going to their meetings and learning from big doctors that are alternative healing. And so I became, 15 years ago, I went to the School for Integrated Nutrition and I became a holistic health coach. So, and my passion is really health and wellness, and I am really interested in helping people too in the area of health, because it's very sad for me to see people that could be helped alternatively without medicine, only using plant-based nutrition and lifestyle, which is not only food, but meditation and drinking fresh water and all these other things that are not food. Food plays a major part, but most of the other things do too. So so I started to write this recipes for alternative recipes because I wanted to make it tasty. I wanted to make the healthy food tasty. So I every recipe I turned it into healthy. I really believe in eating low in fat and not like you know what I decided. All my research and everything that is, and what works for me and for others that I've been around with, is low fat, low protein. It's really what people don't believe. People believe in fat and protein, and really what I, from all my studies and what I tested on myself and with other people, is that that brings problems when people, and most people don't know it. So then I decided to make this book that I did on myself. Every time I made a recipe, I turned it into healthy and tasty. And people I really love my recipes because I've been doing these. I invite people and they come to my house and they eat this kind of food and they love it.
Mm-hmm. Delicious food.
Yes, it's tasty and healthy. So I wanted to make a cookbook, but what is it to make a cookbook? Everybody has cookbooks. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to go into making a book out of all my experiences in life and how I learned from different experiences, which wasn't connected really to the – it's connected to health, but not to my initial thing that I was making recipes for a healthier – lifestyle. So I started to turn from that to making the book of my life and how I learned from my mistakes. Then I procrastinated and I did other things and I didn't get to it. But really, then I started. I was thinking of making of being part of a holistic healing center. And when I heard Lindai saying that, the same thing, all my ideas, all the people there were saying the things we had things in common, most of us.
Right. So yesterday you found that a lot of people have things in common. But it sounds to me, and one of the things we had to do yesterday was pick one thing that we're passionate about. And when you talk, it sounds that really the health and wellness, the healing through food and showing people how to eat and how to cook sounds to be like your top priority. Not that it's the only thing you want to do,
but
that's something that you're really passionate about. Let's start with that. Let's be that. Would that be okay with you?
Health is not only food. Health is healthful living. Food,
yeah,
mind, body, and spirit.
Right. But you
and
have to start.
Not only
you have
food.
To start. But fortune, you have to start with one. So which part would you want to start with?
Food is very important because you are what you eat.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
If you're eating healthy, you're feeling better, and you're acting, you know, there's a food-mood connection too. So
uh-huh.
That's what I
mean. Yeah.
That food is important, but like people feel that food, you know, they can't miss out on something. If I say to my clients, you know, that if I'm, this is the way to live, plant based and all that and everything, most people wouldn't want to lose their ways. So I decided at a point that I'm being too harsh on people, and why should I, you know? So I decided to say that the best thing to do is to put priority into a plant-based nutrition. And if you want to eat a little bit of the other protein, you can eat, but in lesser amount, lesser quantity.
Right. So would that be a good place to start to build it where you could have teach people how to eat in a way that they could? Would that be a good one to start with? Or would you rather start,
that's
like, you tell me.
Lately to do. but I'm not going
to go
write
over the food.
I'm not going to write a recipe that has some animal protein because I am not, that's not what I really believe in.
It's not about this.
If they want to have animal protein, I believe that they should go to another type of a book. And most people, well, now lately, there's a more people are going into more of a vegan lifestyle. More people are coming into it. I'm realizing that this is good, but most people don't. So the majority of the population is going more towards animal protein. So that's what it is.
So I think that's a really great idea. I think starting, which you already do, is showing people how to cook healthy, and also kind of like you're right, it's really hard for somebody that eats really badly every day to change everything that they eat in one shot, because if they do it like they do it, then it doesn't last very long because they're not doing it the right way. So how about finding the system of getting people to do it in an easy step-by-step way so they can maintain it and they can feel the differences slowly? And maybe that way, do you think maybe that way they would
like
be able to make?
Group would,
yeah.
A support group maybe is even better than, and give away recipes when you are in a meeting or something. Make like a group. You know, I used to go to a Weight Watchers thing. It was many years ago. When I was into, I wasn't able to lose weight because I was in doing Weight Watchers type of eating. But it was a club called Ideal Weight.
Right.
And there was a wonderful speaker. He himself was heavy, but he attracted, you don't know, many people. Like in a meeting, there were like 100 people, and he did it 3 times a day.
Wow.
It was beautiful. It was, people used to, it was a club. And he wasn't even,
so is that the,
was,
is that the kind of thing?
Problem, but he was teaching because he was a wonderful speaker. He was able to attract all these people.
Is that the kind of thing you want to do? Like maybe.
Yeah, but
maybe,
I'm not a good speaker.
You are getting much better and stronger. And if, the more you do it, the stronger you'll get. And don't undermine yourself. Not only are you a good speaker, but you have a lot of very, very strong and powerful information that a lot of people want to hear, and they don't know where to go for that because, you know, there's so much conflicting information. So yes, you are. But I think with you, it might work better. Like, let's do a kitchen meeting where we get together once a month and we show you how to do a different dish that you can incorporate in your in your weekly food. So let's say if you eat, if you replace one bad meal a day, that's a lot, with a good meal that you can show them how to do, that's already a great beginning. So maybe we'll do Fortune's Kitchen. Maybe we can do, I think we should sit down and make a plan on how to begin that. And I think before you know it, you'll have hundreds of people trying to come into your kitchen and you won't be able to do it in your kitchen anymore.
I did that and I let it come in here to my kitchen. And we used to prepare like a lunch or a dinner, soup, salad, another dish and a dessert. And they
So, Fortune, what I'm thinking is, first of all, now you have a group to support you to follow through. And then second of all, before, like, we get to your kitchen and before you start talking about the food, we can sit down and you can talk a little bit about why the dish is good and what's the benefit of it, what other things you can do along with it to make your life more healthy. So you can actually incorporate doing in the kitchen, doing a speech or something before that you can prepare. And then after that, walking into the kitchen and showing everything, I think that might be a good plan. So let's work on that plan. Let's work on that plan and start incorporating it. And now that you have support, I think you'll be able to maintain it until you'll have as many people as you decide that you want. Because you have to decide
how
many people you really want.
I used to do that, and I didn't follow it through. That's what I'm setting up.
So what do you want to do now with that?
I start
wanting,
and I don't follow. That's my problem.
Yeah, and that's very common. It's very
another
common.
Thing is about charging. I'm not good at charging either.
Yeah, it's hard.
And
so we'll
only
have to.
I don't use regular ingredients. I use only organic.
Right. You shop in special places for it, and you're very careful what you put into your mouth. And I think that's one of the messages. And also into your mind, and also into your heart, and also into your soul. You're very careful of the things you put in. So I think this is a plan. We don't have to work out the plan right here, right now. But I think working out a plan by next week and coming back next week and telling us about that plan and maybe even issuing your first invitation might be a good idea to do it. But would you be happy doing that now on a more of a program to be able to charge for it, to be able to
a program,
would that make you happy to do that?
Yes, it would make me very happy if I could help people through like bringing them into the kitchen and showing them and talking about it.
So
Books are dime a dozen.
Books are great. But if you have a book only that you're not going to do anything else with it, then it's nothing. But if you have a book that goes along with another thing that you do, then it goes along really well. Just like like the workshop we did yesterday, and I have a book that complements it, then it's helpful because you hear it, you talk about it, and then you read about it.
How about me writing the book while doing the demonstration?
Exactly.
The recipe and what we talk about.
Exactly.
And this book, these notes will go into a book.
Yeah.
Instead of just writing.
Like So would you be able to commit to making a plan for that this week? Making a plan on how you want to do it, how much you want to charge, where you want to do it, for how long, how many people, as many details as you can.
I would do it in my house, and it's like going to a restaurant because you sit down to eat the food that you make. It's like a group thing. It's like
But I'm asking you if you're willing to make a commitment to make the plan by next week, Monday.
By next week to make this plan?
A plan. Just to put it on paper of what the vision is of what you want to do. How much you want to charge, how many people, all those little details.
Yes.
You're willing to do that? Okay. Because there is things that this is really good because there is going to be setbacks and obstacles. And let me go over a little bit about what I mean by that. And you'll see how you can maybe deal with it a little bit differently this week. So you can come up with a good plan because I'm going to hold you accountable to that. Everybody is going to hear this and everybody's going to know that you're going to do it. But some obstacles are, some things are just inevitable that may be in your way. Like things can happen that you're not expecting it to happen. Somebody may ask you, a family member may ask you to do something else when you planning just to sit down and start working on it. So some of those things you can get rid of and you can control. Other things you have to kind of flow with it. But the things that you can control, you can get rid of it before you put your plan into action. So you make a plan and then you look at the obstacles that you can control. And those are the ones we can kind of work on to get rid of it. Or maybe you might sometimes put your plan on hold, which is what you did. And the reason you didn't continue, you put it on hold until you were sure, until you can stop procrastinating and until those obstacles go away. But what happens is with pleasurable productivity is the law that tells you that if you put off everything till you're sure of it or till all the obstacles go away, you'll really never get anything done. And that's something that even Norman Vincent Peale said and everybody said that. And it's a very typical thing that people do. And all of a sudden they turn around and it's 20 years later. They're like, oh, my God, I haven't done that yet. So the fact is that
that's how I am.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's the thing. That's the whole basis of what we're doing. So the fact is that if we don't do what we want to do now, then when? When will be the right time to do it? So most of the time, the answer is never.
So okay, how do you make a plan? You're saying
first
make a
law,
plan. Make
right,
a plan.
Right. So the first law of pleasurable productivity is basically don't put off anything for tomorrow. So if it could be done today, be excited, be happy to get it done so that you can go and you can go into this light playground. We talked yesterday about playing in the dark playground where you know there's something knocking on your brain that you want to do that you're not doing and you can't have fun. But when you go into the bright playground, so let's say right now you have this idea, you're going to put this plan together. Don't wait till tomorrow to do it. If it's at all possible to do it today, even tonight, start doing it.
Today and I'm going to Toastmasters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I mean, I don't mean to get into your schedule, but I mean, put that in a schedule and a place where you know you can do it. Maybe you can do it 6 o'clock in the morning. Maybe you can do it tomorrow at lunchtime. I don't know, but put in a schedule and don't put it off and keep talking about it. Don't get discouraged because if you don't do it, then it will never be done. So, and think about how we would feel when it's done. Think about how delicious and how pleasurable it's going to be when you have a plan and you're doing and you're talking and you're developing. That's the rule number one. Just think about the results. Every time you want to do it and you think I have to do something else, wait and decide which one because you're so excited. This is your life and that's what you want to do. You go, for example, you're going to Toastmasters tonight. Talk about it. When you have a chance to talk and you're going to have a chance to talk, talk about what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's rule number one. And then rule number two is that every time you finish doing something, so let's say you actually take the time out and you do it, so anything that you committed to do, then you have to find a way to reward yourself. Okay, so let's say it's now 5:30 and you're going to go to Toastmasters at 8 o'clock. Between 5:30 and 8 o'clock, you might find 15 minutes or a half an hour to start working about that plan. And then going to Toastmasters will be your reward for sitting down and writing out and beginning to write that plan. You do work on it. Find something to reward yourself with it because that makes it much more doable because we naturally look to have pleasure. We always look to have pleasure. And
right.
Then I'm going to give you the big one.
Make it pleasurable.
Exactly. Because you know I'm going to do this because I'm going to get ice cream at the end of it, and you have to make sure that you get that ice cream. You have to make sure that you get that reward, and that way you're excited to do it next time.
Okay.
And then rule number three, which is the biggest one, is integrity. Do you know what I mean by integrity?
What do you mean by integrity?
What I mean by integrity is that doing what you said you were going to do. So if you make a commitment to do something and you do it, you're within the integrity. If you make a commitment to do something and you do it, then you're out of the limits of integrity.
So yeah, that means that if you do it, you are in integrity. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do,
then you're not in integrity.
Okay.
Right. So if you don't think you're going to be able to do it, basically, don't make the commitment to do it. But if you do make the commitment,
it'll be done in 1 week.
Well, you just made a commitment. You make the commitment. Yeah, but you made the commitment to start writing the plan. It doesn't have to be completed. You're just going to start it. You're going to start putting your ideas together so that we have something to work with. Right.
Okay.
The name
is going to be Ageless Body, Ageless Mind, and food that support being ageless, support this idea.
I like that. I'm going to write that down because I really like that. Ageless body.
Body. Ageless mind. So I'm going to incorporate mind.
And you know why I love
it
so much? Because when you say it, I think of your mother who's 92 or 93 years old. How old is she?
92. She's going to be 93 in June, July.
She's 92 years old. And the amazing things that your way of being, eating and relaxing and everything that she does keeps her healthier than most 82 years old who are 10 years younger than her.
Yes.
And she's amazing. So when you say ageless body, ageless mind, that's my first thing that comes to mind, that you have the proof right there. And even you told me that you, yeah, and you have a 17-year-old chronological body that how many people have that, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that name, Ageless Body, Ageless Mind. I'm actually going to save that because I don't want you to forget it.
And they already asked me to speak about it in the Sephardic Center, and they told me to make a plan, and I never did it. And I never had.
Yeah. Did you tell them that you would?
And then the Organic Circle, and M&M, a health food store, they want me to talk to. And I never went to it. I never did it.
Right. And that's exactly why you came yesterday, because you want
to.
Exactly, and I do too. I know the best ways to procrastinate. I mean, there's not one trick in the book that I don't know how to procrastinate. So I get it. I understand that. But at the end of the day, it's either you run your day or your day is going to run you.
But when you told me, make it pleasurable,
and also reward yourself. You also have to reward yourself.
Reward yourself with what?
Right.
I'm always being rewarded every day. I have a good time every good times. I reward myself every day.
Right, exactly. So you're playing in the dark playground where you're having fun, but you have this thing in the back of your mind that's nudging you. You're not getting it done. You're not getting it done. So you really can't take it all the way. But now if you reward yourself after you sit down and do what you say you're going to do, then you're gonna your reward is going to feel so much better. So the thing that you in your head to think is get it done, get it over with right away, then it's done forever, and then you never have to think about it again, and then you can go play and you can have fun in the light playground, and it's really, really pleasurable experience without any guilt. That's what you need to think about.
And say, do what I have to do and then have fun.
And then reward yourself by going out and having fun rather than having fun without paying the price.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay, beautiful. I understand that. I'll try doing that week.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
So also don't think you're not going to have any setbacks. You are going to have setbacks. Don't think you're not going to have any failures. You are going to have failures, but that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because that even in itself can be pleasurable. So you can say, you know what? I sat down to write that plan, and out of nowhere, my sister-in-law ran into my house and said, she grabbed me and took me shopping, okay? I didn't have any choice. I had to go shopping. That would be a setback, but it's a setback that you can actually look at and say, hey, you know what? Maybe next time she comes in, I could say, you know what? Go watch TV for a half an hour. I'll be right with you. Give me a half an hour. I'll finish what I have to do. So those setbacks can be guidelines on how you want to handle the situation.
Yeah. Okay.
And let me give you my quote of the week. My quote of the week is, so let's take you as an example. Let's say that your vision is to entertain 100 people a month with that, what we just talked about. Invite 100 people a month into your kitchen. And each person, let's say, will pay you $50, which is nothing. It's really cheap because not only are they learning how to cook, they're also getting a great meal, right? So 100 people, $50 a person, that would mean that you are making $500. $500 would be 10 people. We're talking about $5,000 a month, which is not bad for cooking and doing what you love to begin with, because actually $5,000 is just the beginning. Then that sounds reasonable, right? So the quote of the week is...
to prepare a dinner or a lunch. Is that an easy
thing?
Yeah.
No. And you have to get the stuff. You have to put it together. You have to prepare a lecture that you're going to talk about. There's a lot of work involved. $50 is nothing. I mean, I said $50, but really it should be $100 or $200. But let's start with $50 so that we can start to get the flow going. Okay? And so here's the quote, and I want you to remember this week while you prepare. Just because you can't see a way to your goal doesn't mean a way doesn't exist. It just means that you can't see it yet. Persistence will reveal it. So just if you just keep doing it, the way to have it happen is going to show itself up. Like you're thinking right now, oh my God, nobody's going to pay. But I'm telling you, not only are people going to pay, $50 is so cheap, people are going to wait online to beg you, please, here's $50, show me, or here's $100, show me how to do this. If you persist, because persistence, meaning not walking away, not giving up, not saying, oh my God, I don't need this headache, that's what gets you to success. That's my quote of the week.
Beautiful.
And for that, is what I created this retreat for all of us to be able to be persistent together. So instead of thinking about how am I going to overcome my obstacles, think about how am I going to help her or him overcome their obstacles. And that's the way your obstacles are automatically going to be overcome. Because it's much easier to see how to overcome somebody else's problems than it is to see your own. And that's why when you take that kind of approach, you kind of generate the power that you need to be able to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
So the important thing about challenges and setbacks, exactly. The important thing about challenges and setbacks and obstacles, it's the important thing is they don't make you stop and wait. They don't make you stop doing it.
Obstacles. Unless you realize.
Yeah, you just deal with it and you move on. And according to Napoleon Hill, he says, don't wait, the time will never be just right. So if you wait, time will never be just right, you know, because the time is just right now. Your heart is calling you to do it for a reason, because that's your passion. It's never going to go away. No matter what you do, it's never going to go away. So you might as well just do it.
Mhm. Okay. And I'll talk about it. Maybe people will help me too.
No, for sure people will help you, not maybe. Okay, because really, if you're waiting for the perfect time to begin to live your dreams, don't, because there's no such thing as a perfect time, because there are always going to be challenges, always going to be a challenge.
Mm.
And the question that you need to ask yourself when you start doing it is, what is my challenge?
Mm-hmm.
And once you identify, then it becomes nothing. It becomes just the challenge, which is no big deal. So actually, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to come to you, and I can't wait to do it, and I can't wait to eat that meal, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it, because I know that I'm going to eat something that is good for me. I know that I'm going to eat something that I'm going to enjoy, but that it's also going to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what more can you ask for? What?
For lunch or for dinner?
Well, yeah, you have to decide. You have to decide what you want to do. That's going to be part of your plan. Your plan has to give you the details, lunch, dinner, time, how many times, once a month, once a year, once a week. You know, all those things have to be part of your plan. And then once you have a plan, that's like the map, and then you can say, hey, Tippy, I need your help in doing ABC. Hey, Robert, I need your help in doing DEF. And you can start asking people what you need to help. And we're talking about a budget, so let's assume that you're going to charge $50 a person, and let's say you have 100 people. Let's say you have 10 people, okay? $50 a person is $500. Then you begin to have a budget where you can actually say, okay, I can buy, you have to buy the food. The food doesn't come to your house by itself. You have to help people have to help you cook. Somebody needs to clean. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be done. It's a lot of work too. As much fun as you're going to have, it's still going to be a lot of work. So you'll see. But if you have a plan and you know what needs to be done, then you also, if I call you up and I say, hey, Fortune, what do you need for me to do? You're going to go down on your plan and say, I need you to do this and this and this. But if you don't have a plan and you try to do everything in your head, and I call you up and you're like, oh, I don't know, I don't need anything. Meanwhile, you have a million things that you want to do, that you need me to do, but you don't know because you don't have a plan.
Right. I have to have a plan.
Well,
you
great.
You can
I'm
help
really
me with the plan?
If you need help with a plan, yeah, absolutely. Sit down and start writing it. And then you say, hey, Tippy, let's go over my plan and see if we can make it better. And I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
And that's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
But don't forget. I'm going to give you three reasons why it really doesn't matter if you do it right or if you do it wrong, as long as you have a plan. because, you know, a lot of people think that there's only the right way and the wrong way, or at least that's what we think.
Right.
But
yeah,
that's our fatal flaw, because we always want perfection. We want to do things and we want to do them right. And they need to be 100% on the ball with no mistakes, no typos, no discrepancies. And the problem with perfection is that it can stop us right dead in our tracks. It can stop us from going forward. It can be that all-powerful tool where we stop doing everything because it's not perfect. And it could be preventing us from doing and getting the ball rolling. And never mind even actually finishing the project, because that's already all the way down the line. But as a general rule, if you're not doing anything, nothing is going to happen, period. So mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you why things are done perfectly is not that important at all. That the right way isn't always the best way. That something imperfect mm-hmm. can take on a life of its own and it could become really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
okay.
as you know, the way I look at things is rules are made to be broken. I don't think there's mm-hmm. one rule in my life that I did not break. And knowing my background, you know exactly what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for rules, because they tend to get in the way of good ideas. They tend to get in the way of productivity and in the way of achieving what you really want. So rules are made for compliance. There's definitely a place for rules. They're made to prevent anarchy, obviously. You don't want a mob of people rushing into your house and doing a million things. You do want to set rules on what can and is acceptable and what is not. But they're guidelines. The guidelines that we should be doing, and we should be based things on that. So don't worry about mm-hmm. doing things perfectly. Don't worry about doing things right. Just worry about being in integrity. And if you see rules, if you see rules that you need to break, break them. You know, choose one rule that you hate and break it to little pieces. And then you make your own rules and you forge your own path.
Mm-hmm.
And once the rules stop working, make new rules. And so that what I'm trying to say is, don't worry about doing it right or wrong. It's just about doing it. Like playing the guitar upside down, something like that. Then there's another one. There's another really important thing that no plan survives contact with the enemy. And what does that mean? Because we're going to plan, and that's what we expect to do, because no matter what, we're going to plan something. A lot of people think, and I don't know if you've thought about that, when people tell you to plan and plan and plan, it's because they want you to not to fail. And don't get carried away with a plan. Don't start planning too much. Don't waste too much time on planning. We'll make a simple plan, we go forward, and then we modify it. So don't get too obsessed with the plan. It's not the most important thing. The important thing is that you have something like a roadmap that you know you want to do. I already envision it. I envision it as people coming there. You give a little talk, maybe a 10-minute talk about what we're going to do, and maybe give them a little bit of rules of what they can and cannot do. And then you show them how to do it. And then we taste the food and we actually do the networking. I can definitely visualize it as a really beautiful event. Because
mm-hmm.
I know you're a very gracious host, and I know the way that you work. So I can definitely see that.
But I want people to be affordable too. That they
yeah.
can come because
yeah,
they,
well,
they
people go out to dinner. But Fortune, if I take you out to dinner, how much are you going to spend on dinner, do you think?
At least $25.
That's a cheap dinner, yeah. So let's say $25. Mm-hmm. That's a cheap dinner. That's like a pizza and... like an Italian restaurant on the cheap end. It's a cheap end.
How much
dinner.
Is a pizza?
Okay, pizza and something to drink and another thing on the side will be about $10 in any halfway decent
$10.
Restaurant.
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
pizza.
Well, we're not eating pizza in your house, so.
No, but what about going to a healthy restaurant? If you order a salad, let's say. If you order a salad, it's about $12.
Okay, in a healthy restaurant, you're never going to walk away with less than $25, ever. I went to a diner with Debbie the other day, and we were very, like, we shared the food. We bought very cheap, the cheapest one we could buy, and it was $20 each. But we shared it. We shared one meal. So $25 is like, really, really the lowest you can ever charge for a meal. You can't charge less than that because that's giving it away. Yeah.
That's giving it away. And $30?
I think $50 is fine, but that's up to you. Like, we'll talk about that when you do the plan.
People are very skeptical about $50.
Okay, so like I said, don't worry. When you make your plan, don't worry about people right now. We'll worry about people when we adjust it. But right now, just make the plan the way you would like to see, the way you think it's fair. Don't worry about what people have, what people don't have. I also know that you have a very big heart, and we can always give people like a certain percentage. People that can't afford it, we can give them a break.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. I will do that. I will make a commitment to have it next week, next Monday. Ready, the plan.
And ready to talk to us about it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah. And that is perfection. And that would be really, really exciting. I'm so excited about it. I'm more excited than you are, if that's even possible.
Yeah, thank you. Huh?
So if it's possible to be more excited than you, I'm definitely more excited than you. And I'm wondering if Robert would be interested in coming, because he's been listening. Mm-hmm. And Robert has been listening to it. And I'm wondering if you want to try to gauge and see about the price, see what he thinks. If $50 would be too much to pay for him, because he can only talk for himself, or if $25 or $30 would be, like, would that be a deal breaker? If you charge $50, he wouldn't come because it's too much. So we're talking about information about how to cook healthy. We're talking about getting the meal done, showing people how to make it, and sitting down and having dinner. All those things. And I'm going to ask Robert right now, okay, because he's been listening. So 1 second, let me bring him into the kitchen, because now this is our kitchen.
Hello,
Robert. Hi, Robert. You there? So you heard the question. So the question is, if all those things that she's offering and we're asking you for $50, would you come? Or if $30, would that be a deal breaker for
you? If
you
were going to teach me how to do this, I would pay a lot more. If you're going to have me over to your house, I'd be looking to pay no money. So the range would be vast. And
no, Robert, but you didn't listen. The question is, you're coming to a workshop. First of all, you're going to hear about it. You're going to learn something new about food. You're going to be shown on how to cook it. And then you're going to sit down and eat dinner. All those things are going to happen in one night. Do you think $50?
Talk about ageless body, ageless mind. It's
right.
Not only about food.
Right.
I would,
mind,
me personally, I would, what I'm doing right now is I'm doing something very similar, and I'm asking people, what do they feel? I'm not setting the price. I'm going out asking, and then I'm trying to figure out what my cost is, where my break even is, and I'm trying to run it to where I get things positive. And I would range this anywhere from $5 to as much as the market would bear. I'd have a place to where people
but
can
Robert,
make
but the
contributions.
Is,
that's me.
Yeah, but Robert, the question to you right now is, if you wanted to go to this event, Ageless Body, Ageless Mind, and I just described to you what the event is,
where's the
would
location?
Would you pay $50 without the location? The location is convenient. Would you pay $50 for that?
It depends
that
on where the person
event?
Lives, how much time it's
no,
going to
no,
take.
No, Robert, without all that, it's going to be very convenient for you. So just to come for that kind of an event, would you pay $50 or would $30 or would that make a difference for you?
Depend on the atmosphere. I pay a lot of money to go to a restaurant.
But, Robert, you're not answering my – okay, never mind. You're not answering my question. My question is, would you pay
It would really depend on the location.
Just spend an hour describing what the event is.
The location?
Yes.
It's a beautiful
home.
It's a very comfortable place where you're going to eat, talk, and socialize and be in
and
a
learn how to do it, how to
food.
Make it. And learn how to make it also.
Well, what neighborhood is this in, Fortune?
Okay, I'm going to... It's in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, in Bushwick?
No. Near Ocean Park.
Forget the location, because we can't talk about the location right now. We just really cannot. I just wanted to get your opinion if you would pay for it, but if you want to hold off on that,
it's fine. Family house, it's sort of a Victorian style that's, in that neighborhood there. That would be worth more than if it was in somebody's
house. Yeah, okay, no problem. Let's just, we'll put it on hold, because that's not something, but that's not something, fortunate, but that's not something you can take into consideration, because that's not the point. The point is, right now, I was just trying to gauge the price for you, but I don't even think this is the right time to do it. I think it's better that you leave that after you know concretely what you want to do. After you have the details.
After the plan.
Yeah, because Robert is right. You give somebody an atmosphere of a homeless shelter or a beautiful Victorian house, it's definitely going to make a difference about how much they're willing to pay for it. And so describing your kitchen and what it is, which I happen to know, is one thing. And in my mind, I know it, but Robert doesn't have a clue what you're talking about. So it's the whole package
Robert, you're selling.
What does
Robert do?
So
are you a business manager? What do you do?
So he does a lot of different things, but hold on. He put himself on mute. I'm not going to go into that conversation now because we're running out of time. We only have 5 minutes left, and I just wanted to wrap it up. But let me bring Robert back in case he wants to say something. So if you want to say something, Robert, I just opened the thing.
Sure.
So you had a very good point.
I eat at a lot of restaurants, okay, and I will spend anywhere from $10 to $25 per person. And a real good meal where you got drinks and alcohol can really multiply that by factors. And that's a biggie. If this is going to be a real healthy thing where it's educational, then I'm going to split my cost in between, how much is the value of the course, and that's going to be a bigger factor than the meal, I think, in what you're saying, Fortune. Is this going to go to help you? And I'm going to be a lot more generous there than just looking for a meal. If I don't know the cause and I'm going to go over to somebody's house to eat, I'm not going to be too willing to go for too much money. I'm going to go towards the lower end, maybe $10, $15 for a decent meal.
Yeah, but you didn't listen. It's not about coming to eat. That's not the point. That's like a quarter of the experience? It's
not about coming over to eat. Price tag.
If I want to just make an event of people coming over to eat, Fortune, that's a whole different story. It's not about just coming over to eat. It's not what we were talking about.
$25 for everything that I heard today would be where my comfort level would be, and I think you'd be successful with that number, in my opinion.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
I think
Fortune said that. Yeah. That sounds like
people don't understand till they see it. First, they have to see what it is and where are they. Yeah, I think you're right, because people are skeptical, like you were saying.
Where is it? What is it? What am I going to get for it?
Yeah.
So I think one of the things that's really
important. Robert was there last night.
Yes, I came towards the end of the meeting.
Yeah, like the last.
I didn't see
the
whole meeting.
Oh, you were at the end.
Yes.
Of the meal.
I saw the meal.
Oh, you saw the meal. I think I saw you. You were with a bag or something?
No, I didn't have
it. So anyway, I just we have a few more minutes left over here. And Robert is an amazing person. He's helping so many people do so many different things. He's so generous with his time and his energy. Robert is just amazing. And
he's beautiful. I love the way he talked. He explained to me now.
He's very practical. He's very practical. Yeah. He's very he's going to put the facts together in a way that you can understand it much better. So I think very interesting that you had mentioned $25 and he mentioned $25. so you guys agree on that. So that might be something that you might consider.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but,
nice
so, okay, great. So since we're...
What is your, Robert?
Excuse me, Fortune.
What is your, what do you do? How?
I have a pretty diverse background. I do a lot of construction and real estate and a lot of different entrepreneurial projects. So it's vast. I do go out to amend a lot of establishments. I like going out, and I do like, you know, the atmosphere that's in a lot of our restaurants. Home-cooked
mm-hmm.
meals, those are priceless.
Okay,
and,
so I want to tell you, I have another person that weighed in on this. So Linda has been listening, and she has
yeah.
been hearing everything that we say, and this is what she said. I'm listening in as well. Definitely pay $50, and I think people would pay even more when they see the value that has to be shown, ideally, with pictures and the description. And I'm totally with Linda. I would definitely worth $50. Thank you, Linda, so much for weighing in, because I think she's right. Also, I think
Linda?
Lots of people would pay lots more than $50 if they understand what it is that you're offering, and that's your job to clarify what it is that you're offering, because when people don't know what you're offering, they're not going to even give you $5. But once they understand
right.
it, $50 is nothing. Linda understands it because she understands the value of what food does to your life, and she understands what we were talking about. But that's really your job, Fortune, is to clarify what you're offering, because honestly, $50 is on the cheap side of it, as far as I can see when I look at the whole picture of what it is. You're opening your house, you're taking people into this beautiful kitchen with a garden view, you have an amazingly beautiful dining room experience, you can put nice music. $50 is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
People charge
right.
for something like that
experience.
$300. And
mm-hmm.
the experience, the location, the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and the food, at the end of the day, it's also the food. But the food is not like what people pay for. It's not what people, you know, you want to make a meal. No, of course not. Then it's $5, bring whatever you want. But you're going out, you're finding organic, nothing in that
organic,
meal is not
pure
and digestible and healthy. There's nothing there. You're going to tell them why you're doing it. You are giving so much away, but the thing is, you don't know it yet. You don't understand. You're giving away the baby with the bathwater. You're giving away everything for so little. But once you realize it, and it's okay to start with $25, because if Robert
mm-hmm.
comes, once people like the think like Robert, $25, which is fine, they come and they see it, and also you'll be able to explain it more, they'll realize that $25 is like getting it for free, which it is,
mm-hmm.
but it's okay, you know, at least it'll be $25 and you wouldn't be doing it
just
for free.
An introduction.
And so we're down to the 90 seconds to close up, and I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, Linda, for weighing in. Thank you, Robert, for your opinion. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Fortune, for sharing and willing to share with everybody what you're going to do. I think that it is going to be an amazing experience, and I'm really looking forward to it. I know Linda is looking forward to it. I know Robert is already looking forward to it because he's probably ready to have his dinner. And
early.
And a healthy one at that. And
Robert
so,
comes early.
Yeah, earlier on time. Not 5 minutes.
Get the $50 from Linda and the $300 from Tippy right away, Fortune.
And we can get started.
Linda is
we can get going.
Linda is offering massages.
Well, Linda has an amazing vision, too, that we're probably going to
yeah.
get into next week when everybody mm-hmm. comes to us today. So thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and we are dedicated here to getting our dreams come true together, giving each other a hand and making it happen in an amazing way. Now sit back and relax while I'm going to give you some shamanic music to listen to and visualize your dream manifesting into your life.